Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 1st of April 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So one of Britain's most highly rated family judges has overturned a man's attempt to stop his children from emigrating to Australia, saying that it's okay, because of course the man has the ability to stay in touch with his children using Skype. It's perfectly capable, according to the judge, with Skype to keep and maintain an emotional relationship with your kids when they're 12,000 miles away. I'll leave you to think about that one, eh, shall I? Now, if you're a Virgin Media customer this morning and you've got the TV services, then there is some fantastic news. It would appear that the iPlayer application is in there. No, this is not an April Fool. Virgin Media's TV boxes now have the iPlayer, so you can record everything that you want off the BBC, and you can also watch it back on demand when you want using your Virgin equipment. Oh! HTC has sent invitations out to all of the press saying that at 1:30 p.m. on the 12th of April, there will be a launch. It'll be in London, and it's going to give them what's next from the manufacturer who's given us so much already. And Vodafone have got one of HTC's phones available for you for pre-order today. They've got the Desire S. It comes out at the same time as the Nexus S available, and also the Wildfire S. The Nexus S comes in white, purple, or grey. The purple one probably looks really good. For the Desire, it's going to cost you £30 with a two-year plan, which includes 600 minutes and unlimited text and only half a gig of mobile data. And if you want the Nexus S, it's going to cost you £35 a month with a two-year plan for 900 minutes, unlimited text and 750 meg of data. Samsung and Visa have joined forces to enable NFC mobile payments at the 2012 Olympic Games. Now, don't be too hasty in congratulating them, because there's two reasons. Number one is that, thinking about most large sports events and technology, NFC is likely to stand for no frigging connection. And also, if you want to process payment, because of course the International Olympic Committee have signed an exclusive deal with Visa that means you can't pay for anything, including tickets, unless you've got a Visa card. I hate that. I hope their groins fester until they cannot be touched. That is just the most horrendous exclusivity deal I've ever seen. PlayStation 1 games are coming to your Android phone. Oh yes, all of the classic PlayStation 1 games will be available in the Android market for you to work on your Android phone. Isn't that absolutely fantastic? No, it's not, because they only work on the Sony Ericsson Xperia. They don't work on anything else. So, until a hack comes along, I'm afraid you're stuck with going exclusivity yet again. I hope your groins fester until they're untouchable as well. Microsoft has pushed out some details of Windows Phone 7 and a whole load of numbers to impress you. They've got 11,500 applications and 36,000 developers, and you'll sit there and go, woo! But when I looked at that, I thought, shouldn't the number of developers be less than the number of applications? You lazy git. Get out and design something. Come on. And Israel has got its first electrical vehicle battery station. Now, you're all sitting there thinking, well, that's all right, you know, there's rechargers all over the world. What's special about this one? Well, this one's really special because it's one of those simple solutions that no one's really thought of. And now they have, it's obviously the way forwards. Instead of turning up somewhere, plugging your car in and watching it slowly charge over 12 hours after 200 miles of driving, this thing is a car wash. You drive your car in and automatically the batteries get swapped out for ones that are already charged. And then they keep the ones that you've taken off you and they charge them up. How simple's that? What a great idea. Now electrical vehicles could be going somewhere. News has emerged that the latest Lion build that's been pushed out to developers features an iCal and iChat redesign. Huzzah, you're thinking. Yes, it is, because iCal, Addressbook and Mail are the three applications that desperately need proper integration on the Mac. However, design seems to be the operative word. It looks like it's a new front end with a leathery type binding on the top of the box and absolutely sweet FA else. Yeah, bad luck. Apple, you have got to get hold of your fundamental productivity applications. They suck. And the music industry is going to force licenses on Amazon Cloud Player. Amazon have gone ahead and pushed the Cloud Player out. They're saying, upload all your music and we'll keep it here, and then when you want to play it, we'll let you play it. The music industry, of course, is not happy about this, because they think that in order to transfer music over the cloud and then put it up there and then take it back down again, you're going to need a license for that because it's performance related. I don't think so, but it looks like there's a fight coming, and of course, no doubt, the music industry will win and we'll all suffer. Music industry, you really haven't got this, have you? No. And finally, Skype wants all of you to fix Skype 5 for Mac. We've all played with Skype 5 for Mac, and we all know how bad it is, to the point that I've got Skype 4 on the Mac wall because it really, really sucks on Skype 5, and I will not upgrade. Well, the problems could be going away because Skype have made a competition. What they want you to do is completely redesign the front end using CSS and send it to them, and on April the 8th, they will have a competition and judge it. And the winner will get an 11-inch MacBook Air and an iPad 2. You cheapskate bastards! They save your corporate front end, and all you give them is a crappy MacBook Air at $1,000 and an iPad. Shame on you, Skype. Shame on you. Today, we've got a fantastic lineup for you. We've got the photo show at 11 o'clock. Then at 1 o'clock, we've got Mr. Andy and Nat Coe is joining us for the Mac show. Don McAllister will be there as well. Will Green from British Mac, Dr. Happy Mac, Carl Swagger, and myself. It'll be a big party of six, and we'll have a fun time. And then tonight, we've got the big show at 10 p.m. So stick around and have a good day with us, because I hope you'll enjoy it. If you've got a review, please stick it on iTunes. We could do with all the feedback we can get. It really boosts our rankings, and it just makes so much difference to us just for that small amount of effort. We'd really appreciate it. We're going to be back again on Monday with the Bagel Tech Daily Show. Until then, you can look for us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News, and you can go to the website at bageltechnews.com if you want anything else. Until then, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.